You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with Brittany Giroli, our MLB.com Orioles reporter, who is down in Sarasota, Florida, as the Orioles pitchers and catchers and team reporting down there to spring training, getting ready for the 2017 season. And Brittany, you want it all to be good news this time of year with the team reporting and all of that, but earlier this week, bad news for the Orioles as it comes out that Chris Tillman is going to miss opening day. Can you just give us an update as far as that injury goes and how far into the season it could linger?
Sure. Well, as of right now, he's going to miss opening day, but because of the schedule in the beginning, there's a bunch of off days, he could still be that fifth starter, Tim. They don't need the fifth starter until April 15th, so that buys them some time. It also gives them an opportunity to place him on the disabled list to start the season, maybe take an extra reliever or extra position player on that opening day roster. So a lot of things up in the air. Now, Tillman and the Orioles didn't seem overly concerned that he was going to miss a lot of time. They would rather be cautious with this thing. The shoulder bothered him down the stretch, certainly something they'd like to take care of, which is why he went, got that PRP injection in December. Right now he's playing catch, doing long toss, but they don't have him slated to face hitters until March 17th. So that's the plan as of now. It's a tight schedule for him to be in that rotation. If there is a setback or two, then they'd have to make some decisions when it comes to the rotation. But for now, his rotation spot doesn't seem to be in jeopardy.
That's some good silver lining when you talk about being able to add an extra bullpen arm for the first couple of weeks of the season. Good stuff. How about overall, the vibe there down in Sarasota, Brittany, so far with everybody else reporting? I mean, that's a little bit of bad news. But overall, is that general excitement there that this is going to be a good team in 2017?
Yeah, I think so. I think there'll probably be a little bit more of that tomorrow because guys, you know, pitchers and catchers obviously have been here for a few days working out, but position players reported today didn't have a formal workout that will start tomorrow. Tonight they kind of have their annual team bonding experience. So I think there'll be a little bit more of that excitement when you can kind of walk into the clubhouse and guys can kind of look around and see most of the team getting ready in the morning. It's been really a fluid thing, but a lot of the position players took it on themselves to be out there today getting ready. Jonathan Scope, Mark Trumbo, Chris Davis, Manny Machado, a lot of the guys out there early. I don't know if excitement is the right word. I think that this group in particular feels like there's a lot of unfinished business. They didn't like the way last season ended. They've pretty much all returning here outside of catcher Matt Wieters. And they really want to go deep into the postseason and to kind of pick up where they left off.
All right. Well, we've spent the last month or 6 weeks kind of going through the roster position by position. So let's settle in on the infield. That's the only spot we haven't touched on yet, Brittany. And obviously, it's a very good one when you talk about the Baltimore Orioles all the way around the horn. It's a talented group, and it's a talented group on both sides of the ball. Let's start with defense because obviously there's some guys that can hit in that group. But defensively, how important is the infield to this team when you look at an outfield that obviously they hope is improved, but is still not going to be one of the best defensive outfields in baseball by any means?
Sure. I think defense is really what they pride themselves on first. And, you know, we didn't talk about the infield because it's kind of boring. I mean, it's pretty much set. There's no real battles, nothing to watch much of. You know, as long as everybody stays healthy there's not a whole lot of intrigue there, which is a good thing for the Orioles. It is pretty much set. And I think when you look at it defensively, I mean, you got Manny Machado and J.J. Hardy. And then on the other side of the diamond, you got Jonathan Scope and Chris Davis. And it's a really solid infield. And behind the plate is really the unknown there. If we're going to include Wellington Castillo in that group, he's a guy who we don't know a whole lot about. But I do know that they liked his defense. That was a big part of why they wanted to bring him. That and he provides some offensive threat as well, but certainly, as you mentioned, a really good infield and the potential to take hits away. If the pitching staff keeps the ball on the ground, you kind of like their chances more often than not because these guys cover so much ground, particularly Hardy and Machado.
Machado obviously in his prime, Scope entering his prime, maybe Davis still there. Hardy's the one guy who's getting a little older. Has there been any signs over the last season or so that he's lost a step at all? I don't think the metrics point to that. Is he still as good defensively as he's been?
Yeah, he is. And actually, Buck joked today. He said, you know, I hope JJ has a really good year so I don't have to convince people to pick up his option. You know, that's how important he is to Buck and to the infield and to everything they do. He's really a steadying presence. He's not a flashy guy, so he doesn't really get the hype or the highlight reel plays. He'd prefer to make the hard plays look easy. And I don't think that there's – I haven't heard any talk of any kind of decline. I think they really like having him over there at shortstop.
So he's kind of the rock there at shortstop. And then there's other guys there that do make the spectacular play. One of those, obviously, Manny Machado. But as good as his defense is, Brittany, the offense just continues to get better and better. And now, you know, two straight All-Star games, three out of the last 4 years. Obviously, he didn't make it the year he was banged up in 2014. But when you look at him, 162 games played 2 years ago, 157 games played last year. Granted, he's only 24 years old. But is Buck going to try to find him a few more off days throughout the season?
Probably not. Buck will ride guys like him and Jonathan Scope. He loves saying, you know, they're young and bulletproof. You know, some of the older guys, J.J. Hardy, Davis Jones, sure, he'd love to get those guys off their feet, and he'll try. But Manny Machado, Jonathan Scope are going to play most of those games. They may only get two or three games off again because, again, they're young, they're bulletproof, and they can help this team win. And it's really hard to take a player like Manny Machado who has such an impact on both sides of the field. It's really hard to take him out of that lineup.
Yeah, when you look at Scope, we mentioned the games played for Machado. Scope played 162 games last year, you know, tying for the league lead, I guess is what you would call it. He's become that steadying force. And is he getting better? I mean, obviously, you look at the offense, 16 homers in 2014, 15 homers in 2015. He hits 25 last year, and the RBIs really jump. Is he getting better offensively? It seems like the one thing that's not there for him on the offensive side of things is on base percentage. Do you think that can come since this is a guy who's just entering his year 25 season?
I do, and I think, you know, he's such a good young player, and it's unfortunate because he almost gets overshadowed a little bit by Machado because Machado is so good, and the two of them are such good friends. It's really fun to watch them interact. They were out there today joking around and laughing and taking some infield, and I think with Jonathan Scope, the best is yet to come. And, you know, when he came back in the second half of 2 years ago after that knee surgery that kept him out for a couple months, I don't think people realized how important he was. He came back, he homered in his first game. I remember it was maybe June or July in Chicago, and he was excellent. He's a really good young player, and he's got a lot of power. And I think he's a guy who's starting to learn to be a little bit more patient at the plate. He's starting to take some walks. And no matter where he hits in that lineup, he's always going to be a power threat. And he's been hitting big home runs for the Orioles. He's really good at Yankee Stadium. He's really good on the road. He's developed into a really nice young player. And we were actually talking about this today amongst the media, but who would you rather have second baseman-wise right now when you talk about that kind of power and that kind of youth and defense? I mean, he's got to be right up there.
Yeah, that's a great point with the youth, the athleticism, and the whole package. He's got to be considered one of the best in baseball. All right, that leaves us with Chris Davis. And obviously last year, Davis signed a huge contract, and he came in and he produced the power once again, Brittany. 38 home runs, 84 RBIs. The average is what it is with Chris Davis. He hit 221 last year, which was down from his huge 2015 season, but actually up from his 2014 season when he was under the Mendoza line. So you know what you're going to get with Chris Davis. You're going to get the power. Does he ever talk about trying to cut down on the strikeouts? Because he led the league in K's last year with 219, which was a career high for him. Does that enter his mind, or is he just that kind of hitter? And there's more value to that kind of hitter now than there used to be, I think, in baseball, that, hey, if you hit the home runs, we'll take the strikeouts. But is it something that he ever talks about?
He talks about it because we ask. I don't know if it's something that he would volunteer to talk about. But, you know, when he's going good, he'll joke about it some. But, you know, obviously when he's in slumps, it's something that becomes much more of a focal point. And I think at this stage, Tim, the guy is what he is. You know, he's going to hit 30-plus home runs for you, it seems like fairly consistently. And he's going to be a guy that's always capable, when he's hot, of carrying the Orioles in stretches. And he had a good year last year. It was overshadowed by what Mark Trumbo was able to do leading baseball. But Chris Davis still had a really solid year. And I think what he does is provide insurance for guys like Manny and Trumbo. You really can't pitch around any of these guys. You kind of have to pick your poison. And you don't want to put guys on base with these guys coming up. So I think with Davis, the strikeouts are just always going to be there. You know, you worry if you take that away and you tinker too much with his swing, does he become a slap ball hitter or a line drive hitter instead of that real true power threat, which is why they signed him and why they decided to pay him. So I think the strikeouts kind of come with it. Obviously, it's something where he doesn't want to continue to lead the league in that kind of statistic, but he's never going to be a guy who doesn't strike out often.
The amazing thing is that he struck out 219 times. He managed to walk 88 times. So it's not like he's not patient at times at the plate, but he is swinging for the home run much of the time. So there is the strikeouts, but there's the walks too, which help him get on base a little more often and certainly help the lineup turn over and all of that. All right, well, it's a great infield. There's no doubt about that. You'll have a hard time finding a better all-around infield inmate in the majors, from the defense to the offense to the power, and they're certainly going to be exciting to watch again here in 2017. That's going to do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras. It's been our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.